We're facing a challenge. And the challenge is, first and foremost, the budget. You know, in the next couple of weeks, Congress has a pretty important decision to make whether or not they're going to trigger what is called sequester. And what that is essentially, if they fail to act, then automatically on March 1st, what goes into effect is an across-the-board cut for virtually every agency, every line item of every agency. The effects will be extraordinary. I'll just give you one effect. It is likely, if sequester is triggered, that in our food safety area, we will have to furlough workers for a period of a couple of weeks. Now you say, well, you know, everybody gets a couple weeks vacation. The problem is, as soon as you take an inspector off the floor, that plant shuts down. So it's not just the inspectors. It's the hundreds of thousands of people who are in the processing business. Those plants shut down. Now, what impact and effect is that going to have on markets? So billions and billions of dollars of impact on the markets. What happens when supply gets shorted because we aren't processing? Prices go up for consumers. That's one tiny implication or consequence of sequester. Now, you take that across the entire federal government. It's a terrible way to do business. Sequester could have an impact on the farm bill. Because in order to avoid sequester, some folks may say, well, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some deficit reduction. We're going to take some money from those farm programs, and we'll use it for deficit reduction now, not in the context of a new farm bill, but just to avoid sequester. But when they do that, it makes it more difficult to write that farm bill. Because if you're going to do away with direct payments, and you're going to try to save the $48 billion that direct payments represents, and you're going to try to plow some of that back into a new system that takes care of rice producers and cotton producers and soybean producers and corn producers and wheat producers, et cetera, but yet you also have to have some for deficit reduction, the smaller that pie is, the more difficult it is to write those programs. And then if you can't solve the dairy issue, where the Speaker of the House has some concerns about supply-side management, then all of a sudden you get stuck, nothing happens, they continue the programs, but as they do, the risk of that direct payment money going away for some other purpose increases. So it's a dicey time. It's a very dicey time.